We are lucky to have Representative Stetson Painter in studio with us this morning. I'm usually talking to you in the car when you're coming back from Florida. Coming back from Little Rock, you pull over to the side of the road and always chat with us once a week.
Yes, it's nice to be back in studio. It's just something about being in studio compared to talking on the phone. I talk on the phone all the time, so it's nice to have that interaction back and forth.
Tell us what's been going on in Little Rock this week.
So the House passed HB 1534. This increases the property tax credit from homeowners from $500 to $600 effective January 1st of 2025. This marks the second increase in 2 years, with a previous increase from $425 to $500 in June of 2024. Since the credit is funded through the tax relief fund, there will be no impact on state general revenue.
Property tax statements have already gone out, but people will, I mean, they can take that full.
Yeah, they'll get that credit. Addition to HB 1534, several other bills have passed the House this week. HB 1489, which proposes adding nitrogen gas as an approved method of execution, that was approved. The reason behind this bill is the chemicals that are used in the medications that are used for the previous execution, those companies have passed their own internal policies not allowing them to use that for execution. And so the Department of Corrections and other folks in other states have been looking at other resources, and this is one of a cheaper source to do that. HB 1370 requiring school districts to make up the first 7 missed school days with an in-person instruction also passed. If more than 7 days are missed, the bill permits up to 3 additional days of alternative instruction to meet the requirements of a number of instructional days. This was a pretty hotly contested bill in education. It was amended a couple of times to come to an agreement after listening to different schools and so forth like that. This was kind of a number that we agreed to.
What does that mean? 7 snow days?
Yeah, so putting them in there, putting them into the calendar, you know, if something like a wind that happened, the tornado, then there's a lot more flexibility that is given to the school districts.
Okay. Yeah, those AMI days, we still all have a little PTSD from all the AIM.
Yes, exactly, yes. And, you know, speaking of schools, I just came back from the administration building there at Mountain Home, and was able to and privileged to drop off the 3 resolutions for our state championships. Mm-hmm. And so it was a good day for Bomber Nation, and really excited to present those on the floor. It was really good.
I'm crossing your fingers you get to present one more here. We got Lady Bombers playing this weekend.
Yes, yes. And so I'm very excited, very privileged to do that. Proud of those young men and women.
Representative Painter, I have one more question on the education. There was talk, and a bill that's in committee, it hasn't been signed yet, but one that they're discussing is all students, not just homeschool students, but private students would now be allowed to participate in extracurricular activities from public schools. So, you know, and this is more than just sports. This is band, this is ROTC, this is all the different extracurricular elements. Do you have any specifics on that? I mean, because that could be a significant increase in students. Is there a funding matrix that will go along with that?
That's actually being looked at right now, is how that's going to be funded. I'm personally not for that. You know, the homeschooling part is a little bit different, but private schools, I think if they want to have basketball, they need to go play their private school basketball, not be able to come to public school. And so I'm just not okay with that. And I haven't read the entire details of the bill, because there's been some of that's already changed in conversations with some of those members. They're waiting on amendments. So I don't want to say too much on it because I haven't seen the final product. But I'm just off the title. I'm not supportive of that whatsoever. Lastly, HB 1552, which was approved by the House, classifying criminal attempts, solicitation, and conspiracy for certain fentanyl-related offenses as a Class Y felony. It's been a productive week in the House. We are actually, if I remember correctly, 500 to 600 bills that have been filed ahead than we were last session.
It's head spinning.
It is.
Between you guys in Washington, I don't have enough time to keep up.
It is. And, you know, we still have a lot of things to cover. You know, we still got the state employee pay plan to do. We still got prisons, which is a hotly topic to discuss. We're actually having a meeting of education on Monday morning to discuss the new higher ed bill access, which I'm greatly excited about. And so be glad to visit next week about those details.
of course, the governor came out earlier this week and talked about the elimination of part of the grocery tax from the state level. Of course, the city and county taxes would remain on that, but that would be eliminating a piece that we spoke with Commissioner Finley this week of Arkansas Game and Fish. That would eliminate a quarter cent sales, or an eighth of cent sales tax, excuse me, for Arkansas Game and Fish, Arkansas Parks and Tourism, and keep Arkansas beautiful.
Right. And there's other mechanisms to take care of that, but I want to reiterate too for our county judges and our mayors, it's not touching their tax on groceries. It's just the state, and that was a big confusion when we first rolled it out.
It's several million dollars.
Yeah, it's a $10 million impact to general revenue.
So where are we going to get that money? Because if you take it away from one pot, you got to find it
right,
another pot, right?
There's been some talks about maybe take it out of surplus. There's some other ones, or moving another collective revenue into that sort. I think the governor's office is working on that, so TBD.
Uh-huh. Maybe we can afford eggs.
Hey, I got chickens, so if you want to come on down, I'll get you a dozen or two.
What's on tap for next week?
Next week, we're going to have our higher ed bill access. Really proud. I want to put in for my higher ed bill. It's an anti-China, Russian, Iran, that kind of thing, higher ed bill. It's making requirements that any gifts from those countries to our higher ed institutions have to be reported. It's kind of mirroring federal law. But also, to any students that come from those countries, it requires a further, deeper background check, and it also increases the penalties for IP theft and intellectual theft. So if folks remember, we had a lot of farm technology that was stolen from A-State and U of A, from research students or research professors. Working with all the higher ed institutions, they got the comment. They're happy with the bill. This puts further punishments on that. So.
Okay. Did I read correctly? You guys are going to go around to the middle of April, April 16th. Was that the date I saw
this
week?
That's the hope. I think we're going to go a little longer, to be honest with you. I believe in this. I don't want to be down there longer than I have to, but I want to be down there as long as it takes to get everything right.
What's your biggest priority? As you're about halfway through the session, what's your biggest priority still for your constituents between now and the end of session?
I think at the end of the day, continuing lower taxes, but also, too, making sure that at the end of the day, we're just letting them enjoy their lives and the state be out of it as much as we can, and also make sure that they're taken care of. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a huge Medicaid fight on our hands here. And at the end of the day, I want to see, I don't want to go too much details because I haven't seen anything yet, but I want to make sure those folks are taken care of.
Medicaid, state prisons, and education. More to come from Little Rock.
More to come.
Thanks for taking time to come see us.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Hopefully we can do it more often.
All the time. Thank you.